When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
What a wild weekend. We're already, only 5 days into 2026. We got a lot to talk about. It is the Chris and Amy Show. Amy Marks Kors, Chris Ranji. We are now in hour three of three. We welcome in Andrew Egger, the White House correspondent for The Bulwark. And you can read the Morning Shots newsletter, of which Andrew is the co-author. And Andrew, the St. Louisan, joins us now on KMOX. Good morning, Andrew.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are you?
We're doing okay. So let's just, you know, get your thoughts on the military operation. Maybe not the operation itself, but what it means, the reasoning behind going in and capturing Nicolas Maduro, who is now in a New York court. So what are your thoughts?
Yeah. So, I mean, maybe actually let's just talk for a second about the operation itself, because that was one pretty remarkable thing about this. This is kind of the second of these really high profile military operations that we've seen under the second Trump term here. And the second of which both of them now have gone off basically without a hitch, and in fact, kind of extremely well. The first, obviously, being those strikes that we saw months ago on Iran's nuclear facilities, which seem to have done exactly what they were intended to do, and now this operation as well, which, you know, I mean, it's easy to kind of, you know, have 20/20 hindsight vision and jump straight ahead to the consequences. But you could imagine a world in which something like this had gone very wrong, in which, you know, there had been significant American casualties, or they had not achieved the objective or things like that. And then the decision tree of what's going forward now would look a lot grimmer than it currently does, right? I mean, they got what they wanted. They got who they wanted to get. They got Maduro out of the country like they wanted to, with no U.S. deaths. There were some U.S. injuries and other casualties on the ground in terms of Maduro's people. But that's all, you know, good. That's all to the good. The question's kind of what comes now, right? So now, to get to your actual question, it gets far, far murkier, because, you know, on the one hand, the kind of law enforcement angle of this, which is sort of the side that the Trump administration has led with, is pretty straightforward, right? I mean, this guy has been indicted in U.S. courts on U.S. charges, and now he's going to face those charges in a criminal court. We're going to see some proceedings from that today. But obviously, you know, from the point of view of just sort of the international order, the far more significant question is what's going to happen with Venezuela? And about that question, you know, President Trump and the leaders of Venezuela, the remaining leaders of Venezuela, I should say, and the Venezuelan opposition, have been all over the map, right? I mean, Donald Trump has continued to say things like, you know, we're going to run Venezuela, or maybe Delcy Rodriguez, the Maduro's former deputy, she'll run Venezuela, but only as long as we sort of, you know, feel like she's doing a good job, and then maybe we go get her too, you know. And he's been making a lot of about, you know, restarting the Venezuelan oil industry and getting U.S. oil companies back down in there to kind of re-replace the ailing state-run, you know, system that's in there now to export Venezuelan crude. So there's a million different, you know, political and economic and international law type angles to all this stuff. It's all kind of a mess. And you know, not to be like dour about it or anything like that, but it just doesn't really seem like anybody has put forward much of a plan at all. Everybody is behaving very reactively, from the president to Delcy Rodriguez on down.
Andrew, why has the president not been more supportive of opposition leader and Nobel Peace Prize winner Maria Corina Machado?
Yeah, so this is one of the really interesting angles in all of this, because the president has said, President Trump has said that Maduro's reelection last year was a fraudulent election, and he is far from the only person to say this. There is a sort of this broad international consensus that when Maduro went up for reelection last year against an ally of Maria Corina Machado, his name is Edmundo Gonzalez, that Gonzalez actually won in a pretty convincing landslide, and those election results were falsified by the Maduro regime, and Maduro held on to power. Again, this is not just President Trump saying this. There's a lot of evidence to support this claim, and it's basically most international institutions that have looked into it have said that's likely what happened. She got the Peace Prize this year in large part because of that, and she has maintained a friendly relationship with Donald Trump. Donald Trump has praised her in the past, and so it came as sort of a surprise to everybody on Saturday when the president essentially said, well, you know, we just don't think, you know, we don't think she has the popular mandate. It's strange because he says the election was fraudulent, which would imply that she does have the popular mandate, right? That her party won this last election less than 2 years ago, convincingly, that the Venezuelan people selected them and therefore they should be the leader. But it seems that, you know, for one just kind of more real politic type reason or another, the White House and the Trump administration believe it's a smoother path toward some kind of stability there, for them to continue to try to work with Delcy Rodriguez, even though, again, the White House is currently saying that Delcy Rodriguez was fraudulently reelected in that very same election. So again, you kind of see how these things, they don't really all add up to one argument, right? I mean, they're saying some things that point one direction, they're saying other things that point to a completely sort of contradictory way, but sort of the through line of it is that the U.S. wants to be able to, you know, play in Venezuela, and particularly play in Venezuela's oil market, and so they are kind of trying to set things up again in sort of this ad hoc and an improvisational way, as far as what they see as the best, you know, strategy toward that future at any given moment in time.
So there's Washington Post reporting that sources close to the White House have said that part of the reason Trump has not put his support behind Machado is she accepted that Nobel Prize and did not give it to him instead, where he feels like she should have said, no, give it to President Trump because he deserves it more than I do. And that has upset him. That can't possibly be true, is it?
Well, that's the question, right? I mean, I mentioned that Washington Post reporting in my newsletter this morning. It's based on the say so of a couple of people who are in the president's orbit but who aren't named in the piece, right? So it's very interesting color. Obviously, Donald Trump has not made any secret of the fact that he thinks he should be the guy who gets. Who got the last Nobel Peace Prize. He thinks basically every Peace Prize should belong to him. He's been very happy to accept various Peace Prizes that other organizations that want to flatter him have kind of invented just to give him one, like FIFA last year, which was its own whole thing. So yes, we know that Donald Trump sort of thinks in these ways. At the same time, it is not as though Machado was sort of unsensitive to this, right? I mean, she got up as soon as she was awarded this thing and said, you know, I'm really grateful that I got this award, but really it should have gone to Donald Trump, right? And there was also reporting last year after she recently was sort of smuggled out of Venezuela that she was setting up a time to meet with Donald Trump during which she would actually present him with the physical award that she had won, which she had kind of already said ought to be his, you know, by right. So I don't know if Donald Trump, if that's not enough for Donald Trump in terms of the ego stroking there, then he is a very, very, very tough audience to please. Again, I don't know whether there is validity to that specific anecdote other than that the Washington Post reported it. But even given all of that, I was surprised to see his comments really, really giving her and her party the cold shoulder the other day.
Andrew, what can we learn from, if anything, about the nature of autocratic friendships like Russia, Iran, and Cuba, obviously in alignment with Maduro and Venezuela, but not really doing anything to help their friend Nicolas Maduro? Can we read anything into that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Is the shortest answer there. I mean, I do think that one thing that Trump has going for him in all of this is that he has kind of beaten some of these autocrats at their own game in some of these things, right? And again, I mentioned the Iran strikes earlier. Mm-hmm. That was sort of a similar thing where he was really willing to kind of call the bluff of the mullahs and say, you know what, like maybe you guys say there will be like horrible retaliation if we go through with this. But I actually think that's a bluff. I think that we are holding all the cards here and we're going to go ahead and do it. And this seems to be, at least at this very early date, a similar sort of thing in terms of not prompting the sort of immediate heavy response that you might have otherwise seen or that some might have worried that you would see. The bigger problem, you know, here versus the Iran thing, the Iran thing was not regime destabilizing in nearly the extent of, you know, just parachuting in with Delta Force and snapping up the president or the guy, you know, maybe not the duly elected president, but the guy who's in the chair, you know, doing the ruling. And so, you know, in one sense, you can see this as an American flex, as a demonstration of kind of hard power on the world stage. Again, just which also goes back to the proficiency of the operation. On the other, it does open this really, really remarkable can of worms. And I feel like I can't stress this point enough. Nobody knows what's coming next. Nobody, there's no plan in place. The White House seems to be kind of laying the track as it goes. Maybe it goes well. Maybe they kind of pull it off. You know, maybe it's beautiful improvisational jazz. But that's not guaranteed by any stretch. And I think a lot of people are sort of holding their breath to know what comes next with all of this.
So, you know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown
or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Now that Maduro is in a courtroom in New York right now, he's making his first appearance. What is the likely outcome here? And is he just going to spend the rest of his days in an American prison?
That could certainly happen. I mean, it's all very strange because, again, it's all so tied up with the domestic sort of court side of things. The law enforcement side of things is so tangled with the international politics and diplomacy. I mean, you could see him being sort of swapped back to his country for various reasons. You could see him, yeah, just ending up in federal prison here. Obviously, there's going to be, you know, it's very strange. He's going to go before an American jury, right? I mean, they'll kick the tires on the charges like any jury would in any case. The one other very strange complicating wrinkle here is that this so strongly parallels the case of the former president of Honduras, Juan Orlando Hernandez, who was formerly, he just spent a few years in a U.S. federal court in New York, being tried on various charges related to facilitating the flow of drugs into the United States. And a month ago, Donald Trump pardoned him, right? I mean, he came out of nowhere, you know, just announced that the charges into this other guy from Honduras were trumped up and you know, kind of a witch hunt sort of situation. And he sent him home. So now not only is Trump kind of going the exact opposite way on Maduro here, but it is, you know, he has gone out of his way to facilitate to recreate the conditions under which this other, you know, former Central American sort of strongman met justice in a U.S. court before. So again, all these things, this is often the case with Donald Trump, right? I mean, it's like every individual situation gets sort of like reassessed on its own merits, and Trump's often going with his gut and making these decisions that don't necessarily comport with one another. But you would have to, it'd be hard to think of a more striking example than going in with Delta Force and getting Nicolas Maduro and, you know, snatching him out to have him stand trial on drug charges in America right after he pardoned this other former president in this very similar situation. It's all very strange.
Andrew Egger, the White House correspondent for The Bulwark, the Morning Shots newsletter. You can subscribe to it. Andrew is a co-author. We always appreciate your time on these Mondays. Thank you for being with us today.
Thanks, guys. Hope everything's good.
Thank you.
That's Andrew Egger joining us on the show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.